Dear Patriarch Thomas and family members, I wanted to take just a moment at the conclusion of this service and express to you, on behalf of the Bountiful Orchard Stake, on behalf of the Orchard 7th Ward, our great and deep and abiding love for you and for Jean. I've been so touched by the reminiscences that have been shared with us today of family members to help us to see a little bit more about her and her life and her relationships with each of you. But let me tell you a little about her from my perspective and the perspective of members of her stake and ward. In Psalms we read, the psalmist said, he said, Blessed in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Blessed in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Well, surely this has been a blessed event in the sight of the Lord. Jean Thomas was an elect lady. There's no doubt about that. She was foreordained to do many important and great things in this life. Her days were numbered to the Lord, and they were not cut short. She accomplished everything that the Lord had sent here to accomplish. She was foreordained to stand in holy places with Hugh Martin and to enter into sacred covenants that would make it possible for you to have an eternal family unit. And she has set the goal and she has set the example, as have you, for all of the family to follow in her footsteps and your footsteps to be an eternal family once again and to live together forever. Now, we don't know for sure what she is doing right now, other than probably attending this funeral and watching the service to see all of her loved ones. We don't know what she's doing, but we do know a few things. We do know that she has not ceased loving you as a family, as a sweetheart. She has not ceased praying for you. She is doing that now. And she has not ceased exercising her faith in your behalf. You see, she is continuing on with her testimony and in the gospel, and she's exercising her faith, and she's praying for her posterity, and she loves you, and she wants to be with all of you again. She has passed her mortal probation with flying colors. She's accomplished those things that the Lord has sent her here to do. She has accomplished all of those things that she was foreordained by a loving Father in heaven to do. Some of the greatest words I think that have ever been spoken were spoken by an angel at the Savior's tomb when he said, "He is not here, he is risen." Truly, because of the resurrection and life of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is possible for us all to be resurrected and live together again. And if we're true and faithful to the covenants that we make, we will live in an eternal family unit as we've been promised. Martin, the time will come when you will stand by Jean's side again and walk and talk. You will express your feelings together and you'll have feelings of love and happiness that only you've seen a glimpse of in this life. That's the promise the Lord has given us. We love you. We love Jean. We're so grateful for you and our stake and for your example. And to see all of your wonderful family gathered together this time is a blessing for all of us. It's my prayer that we can always remember Jean's great example to all of us, that we can be happy, that we can approach life with enthusiasm and with such a positive attitude. When President Collins related this to me, visited with Jean shortly after she discovered that she had this final illness, she said, "I have my ticket home, and I'm not giving it to anybody." Well, she knew who she was. She knew who she was. And she had a testimony of this gospel. It's my prayer that we can all live like she did, that we can all be positive and happy and obedient and love one another and serve one another. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.